Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, February 23rd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Germany announced a halt to certification of Russia's controversial Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline after Moscow formally recognized two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine and sent troops into the region. At a news conference in Berlin yesterday, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced that Germany must reassess the situation regarding Nord Stream 2 in response to recent events. According to Scholz, he asked the German Ministry of Economic Affairs to take steps to ensure the certification could not take place. The news came after comments by U.S. officials and the White House in December that Germany had committed to taking action on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline in the event of aggressive acts by Russia. According to media sources, the assurance was made in exchange for lifting U.S. sanctions against the pipeline's operator. The U.S. and U.K. both announced new sanctions against Russia yesterday in response to the Kremlin's announcement it was sending troops into the Donbas region of Ukraine. In a post on social media Tuesday night, Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki hailed the move as an important first step in containing Vladimir Putin's imperial ambitions. According to reports by Reuters, the U.S. measures target two large Russian financial institutions, the country's sale of sovereign debt abroad, and Russia's elites and their family members. Additionally, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced sanctions on five Russian banks and three wealthy individuals, warning of further, much, much tougher action in the future. Local foresters are appealing to residents of Pomerania to avoid walking in the forest until the areas can be cleared of fallen trees and debris from the recent series of storms. The Regional Directorate of State Forest in Szczecinek, which covers the provinces of Pomorskie and Zachodnopomorskie, estimates some 500,000 cubic meters of trees have been broken or damaged. According to Marek Stasiuk, the press spokesman of the management in Szczecinek, cleanup in the forest is ongoing and warned residents to avoid the area as they may expose themselves to unnecessary danger. Cleaning up debris in the forest, clearing local roads, and helping restore power and other infrastructure services is now a priority task for regional foresters. Due to the extent of the damage, the restoration work may take up to 6 months. A series of concerts featuring the music of Chopin opened in Warsaw on Tuesday to mark the 212th anniversary of the composer's birth. In celebration, the Chopin Museum in Warsaw is offering a wide range of educational events for various age groups, with tickets available for a token 1 zloty. Daily concerts at the museum will culminate in two special recitals at the city's National Philharmonic Hall on March 1st and 2nd by Canadian pianist Bruce Liu, the winner of last year's International Chopin Competition. The recital on March 1st will be broadcast live on the YouTube channel of the National Chopin Institute, the event's organizer. In line with a long-standing tradition, at noon that day, a recital will also be given at Chopin's birthplace of Żelazowa Wola, some 50 kilometers west of Warsaw. The exact date of the composer's birth is subject to some debate, with his birth certificate stating he was born February 22, 1810, while family documents claim it was March 1st.
The weather.
Today will be cloudy and cold with a chance of rain in the morning and strong winds coming in from the northwest. Skies will begin to clear later in the afternoon with a chance for some sun late in the day. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday with a high around 6 degrees centigrade or 42 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to just above freezing overnight with a low of 1 degree centigrade or 34 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperatures are expected to warm up slightly tomorrow as a high-pressure system moves into Pomerania, with periodic chances for some sun on into the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.